Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. I'm jumping in here midweek because I have some exciting news for you. You may have noticed some changes occurring in the cover art and the name of our podcast, and we want to make sure that you understand what we're doing and that the journey is continuing on where we are still raising healthy humans, but we're starting to touch a different point in our life. If you've listened to me for a while, you've probably heard that I am moving away from certain aspects of my business. I used to own a stroller fitness company and I had one foot out the door, but one foot remained in, and I was struggling to move through that door into a new aspect of my business, my life, and my career. I finally made the decision in the spring to close down my in-person classes and start moving to this different aspect of my life, really just moving forward with my life. And over the past few months, I've really been trying to lean in. I made a slight mistake. If some of you kind of shifted with me to another podcast, I kind of made a mistake with that. And I've kind of reined everything back in, really started thinking about where I'm moving forward with my own life, who my listeners are, who you are as a listener, and where I'm heading. And that is why I have changed the name of my podcast to Moving Through Midlife, where we're sharing habit stacks and movement snacks for midlife moms. There will be parenting tips in here as well. But you may have noticed a shift over the past, I would say, about a year. We started working more with speaking to people about midlife and perimenopause and things like that and older children. And that's where most of my listeners are. So if you have recently looked at yourself in the mirror and didn't recognize the person looking back at you, this podcast is for you. If you are overwhelmed, feeling burnt out, and moving through perimenopause or menopause, this podcast is for you. If you feel as if you need to slow down and move with a bit more grace due to minor aches and pains, this podcast is for you. In this podcast, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease and grace. I'm Courtney, a business owner and mom of three, who is rushing through life with my head down, busy doing the day-to-day tasks while building my business. I was so caught up in the doing over these past few years that I was no longer being. I remember taking a moment to look at myself in the mirror one day as I was getting ready. And instead of multitasking, because I'm usually listening to podcasts and, you know, trying to run out and do something for my children and then go back and put makeup on and stuff. And I remember one day I wasn't multitasking. I was just in the bathroom doing my makeup. And I actually looked at myself and I was so surprised to see the woman looking back at me. Time had changed me. I was so busy during that time that I didn't see who I was becoming. I was a midlife mom with gray hair, wrinkles, fine lines, and saggy skin. And I made a decision that day to stop rushing through life, honor my body and who I had become, and accept the aging process. I began to practice leaning into a softer way of living, slow down and simplify to feel better, become more confident, and enjoy where I am right now with my family. If you are struggling with midlife, this podcast is for you. These are a few things that we're going to discuss. Habit stacking ideas to help you get more movement in throughout your day. If you've listened to me for a while, you've heard those podcasts, and we're going to continue to do that. We're also going to accept the woman we are now so that we can start to regain confidence. We're going to find ways to move our body better through movement snacks. And again, this is something that I'm very passionate about. I love movement. I love posture. I love finding different ways to move our bodies to feel what that feels like. And I encourage you to do these movement snacks with me. We're going to learn how breathing and posture affect our overall health. Interviews will be with professionals in midlife health and wellness. And along the way, we're going to share some parenting tips sprinkled in throughout. So pretty much, this is the same that you have been a part of. This podcast is the same. We've changed our name to update the experience to kind of help define exactly who our listeners are. So if you're that mom who has resonated with what I've been speaking about, and you're in that, honestly, when I looked it up, it said midlife is 40 to 65, but I'm even going to push back to about 35 because of that. That's when that perimenopause starts. So if that is you, then this podcast is for you. So I hope you will stick with me and enjoy moving through midlife. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.